Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to episode number 51 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good seeing too. Last week we did... it was April Fool's Day. We did April Fool Holes. And I tried to make a fool out of my sister, and I tried to make a fool out of some Americans, and I failed disastrously. The only person I made a fool out of was myself, because it was basically such bad acting from start to finish. So if you want to hear me humiliate myself, that was last week's podcast. This week I was going to do Easter Hole, because it's roughly around Easter time. But there was many, many reasons why I cancelled that one, because, my kids sat me down the other night and kind of went, how thick were you as a child that you just swallowed and swallowed and swallowed story after story after story? And I just had to explain that we didn't question stuff. We didn't question, you know, the stuff I've mentioned before about Jesus's mother being a virgin with white skin and making him with an angel and all that kind of stuff and blah 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 blah. We just didn't question it. And then they were like, why did you stop going to mass? And I said, well, because, you know, my friend was probably smoking Silk of Purple down the road or something. And I was just mortified, actually, that I was so thick. And they were saying, when did you question it? And I said, well, I suppose I questioned it all really in my 30s when you guys started questioning it. And then they were like, why is there 2 weeks holidays for Easter? No, they're delighted with it. I'm not, obviously, because it means we have to slow down even further than the lockdown that's been going on in Ireland since December. Two of mine still haven't come back to school, but they're going next week, so that's good. Anyway, so we didn't call it Easter Hole. And then I considered calling the episode Rabbit Hole. After 3 minutes of research, changed my mind. Oh, Jesus, rabbit hole. Ugh. Like, I never liked Alice in Wonderland, I'll be honest, because I couldn't follow it. I didn't quite grasp the whole Mad Hatter, the tea party. It's just all a bit mad. And then I googled rabbit hole and I realised that we'd have to delve into people drinking babies' adrenal blood and stuff. So I was just like, nah, let's keep it simple. So this week we're doing irritable hole. And I know when you think of irritable hole, the first thing that comes to mind is irritable bowel syndrome. But yes and no, it doesn't have to be all about the bowels. I've covered them before and we'll cover them again. But we'll just give them a few seconds now. My theory again with irritable bowel syndrome is if you have irritable bowel syndrome, it means you are irritating the feck out of your bowels. So my theory is leave them alone, give them some peace. So if I was irritating you, I would go away and give you some time on your own. So you just give your bowels a little bit of peace time. Now that involves cutting back on what you stuff into your gob, which then has to go through your bowels. So a fast is really, you know, the best way of doing that. Buy a load of candles. That's what we've done in our house. There's five of us living here. And I know some of us are kids, but there's two teenagers and whatever. So, you know, there's a lot of bowel movements that are going on in houses during COVID that would have been done in schools, would have been done in workplaces, in restaurants. Everything's been done at home. So make sure you have the candles. And the other thing you can do, and which I think at some stage in life we all deserve our own bedrooms. I don't care how happy in love you are. Your another way of looking at the irritable bowel is the old bowel, and or the old body, basically. So, like, for example, I've started snoring, okay? I also fart, not every night. I could have 5 good nights, and then suddenly, randomly, I'll get toxic arse syndrome for a night, and no particular reason. Could have been a salad, it could have been junk food, could have been, there's no rhyme or reason to why I get, you know, a night where it's like a dead rat is trying to get up my arse. So I don't think that's fair on any partner. And I know we can all have those nights, and especially, I've gone about this before, but why have I not gone and bought myself my own duvet? Why do we not have 2 lovely single duvets on our double bed? Still tugging away at the same fucking king size duvet.
Mom.
Oh, Lola, how are you?
Do you have any chips?
Is there none in the freezer?
No. Also, it smells like really bad in here.
I swear I didn't fart. Go on, I'll go to the shop in a minute.
Are you recording?
Just put the oven on and I'll get the chips in a minute.
Okay.
Bye. Thanks. Close the door.
Yeah.
So sorry about that. It must be just the smell of the dust. It couldn't be my toxic air syndrome. And actually, it's not just human poo. Like, we don't even have a dog, but I'm so over dog poos everywhere. It's like doing hopscotch going up and down the street. And it's like, it's a lovely day. Everyone's out walking. Actually, it snowed today. I don't know. Like, we're April, mid-April, kind of, nearly. And it snowed. I mean, that doesn't bother me too much because I'm not really... I don't know, I'm not a sun worshipper, but like someone like my sister who would have, she'd have all the summer clothes now down already and the winter clothes put away the first 2 days of sunshine, that'd all be shifted. So she's madly irritated today, I'd say. My kids got sunburnt a couple of days ago, and I mean lobster sunburn, and they're not even fair skinned. 2 of them got scalded. No, it was my fault. I sent them off on a 42 kilometre walk. There's this, I'd say, the challenge at the moment. Sent them off, 42 kilometre walk around the area, and they came back like lobsters. I actually did it as well. I did a day walking, and I was so bored. I just went off, walked like Forrest Gump for a whole day. Like, that's how bored I am. I was doing the dishes there a while ago, and I got to the last dish. And then I washed the few things that wouldn't go in the dishwasher. And I was kind of sad when I picked up the last item because that was it. That was the dishes done. And then I was driving down the road and I was coming around a bend and this car came against me on my side of the road because it was overtaking a bike. Very dangerous. But I actually kind of got a bit of a buzz out of it. Do you know? Like, it was kind of exciting. That something could, not that the cyclist could die or that we could crash, but like it woke me up, and I was doing nothing wrong, but you know, for a second I thought, oh, I might be wrong, I might end up in prison for a night, woohoo, excitement. And that walk challenge I did the other day, I didn't even do it for charity. Like, I didn't even pretend to do it for charity and keep the money myself, which I probably should have. Oh, times are tough, man, times are tough. And someone, oh, people keep asking me, how's work? How do you think work is? How do you think it is? Huh? I can't get arrested. 14 months now. Theatres are shut. I've done a few days on set. It's been just zero crack. So dull. And the few people who are performing online, you know, doing theatrical performances online. My God, it's terrible. Oh, I hate to be negative now, but like, I've seen the best actors just look like talentless tits online because... it's recorded in a theatrical way, as if they're performing to the back row. It's not done in a screen type. Oh, anyway. And then people tell me, do you know what you should do now? Go on, yeah, tell me, what should I do? You should do Fair City. Should I? Okay. I'll tell you what I'll do now. I'll just drive in there to Ballsbridge or in the, the N11. I will. I'll go on into Donnybrook. That's where it is. I'll just drive in. Just arrive. Hi, I'm here to do Fair City. My friend up the road said I should just turn up. Or the other thing they say is, oh, look, there's a film crew down in the park. That you wouldn't... I wouldn't what, just rock on down with a few costumes in the boot, like, and I don't know. And at the moment, Equity, that's our union, is they're basically trying to put this thing through where we'll all have to work for free and just get bought out, like bend over and take this new rule. So we're trying to fight it at the moment. So I'm joining Irish Equity at the moment. Now, I've been joined UK Equity for 20 years and I've never needed them, thankfully. They've done, I don't know, maybe they've done something for me. But now I have to join both and I don't care. It's really hard to care and want to join when there is no work. And I know people say, I should do this and do that because it'll lead to this. Lead to what? In the middle of my life, what'll it lead to now? I'll be still 19. I'll be going, it will lead to something. Oh God, I'm so fucking irritated. Anyway, and grants. Yeah, I'm very grateful to the Arts Councils and the DLRs and all these people who are throwing money at the arts. But I swear to God, I was never a granty person. It all looks great, you know, when you look at the title. No, nothing interesting. It all looks great when you look at the title and you see X amount of grand. Like 70% of it goes to, you know, the people involved and the event and whatever you're doing, whatever you're going to deliver at the end of it. And the few quid that's left for yourself, you earn that filling out the form alone. I mean, to survive the tech side of filling out the form, the grey hairs you'll get from just trying to work the system, it would break you. So you've already earned your few quid before you apply and you have no idea if you're going to get it or not. Anyway, I'm not angry. And I keep bumping into people who have got like great parts in Netflix series and I'm so happy for them. I am happy for them because there's an abundance out there and I'm just so grateful and it'll come round. No, I'm actually not grateful today. Oh, and I got this deal. I got that. Do you know what? I've saved too much money. I have saved so much money over COVID. Unbelievable. Well, you know what all you happy people can do today? You can all fuck off. You can take a long walk off a short pier. A very long walk. No, you can't. I wouldn't want to see the end of you. But I'm just not in the mood. And like, is this it? Is this life? Is this... Because if this is it, I'm just underwhelmed by life today. I'm done with it. And I'm sick of thinking, oh, it's first world problems, it's all grand and it's fine and we can't complain. Well, I can't complain and I will complain. Today I'm going to complain. Like, I passed this couple on the street today arguing. One was a parking ticket fella and he was arguing with this woman and I presumed that he was in the wrong, because we always do. So I was up going, sorry, what's going on? And she was like, I was just a few minutes over my... And I said, hang on now, she's allowed a few minutes grace at the end of her parking. And he said, well, she was over that grace time. And I said, well, what are you shouting about, so woman? And she was, hey, I was only a few minutes over. Yeah, but you're in the wrong, like. Just get in the car, go home and pay the bill. Like, leave the man alone. Like, black and white, where, you know, he's right. Go on, out of here. And as for these other uckers who are ringing the guards about petty things. Now, I know they have to break up 50 kids down the park in white bikinis that are videoing themselves doing stuff, whatever. But, like, someone the other day rang the guards to go up to a house nearby. There's one child there. There's one parent. And they had left another kid into the back garden to kick a ball at a distance with the child. Safer than being in the park kicking a ball, which you're allowed to. And the neighbour rang the guards to come up and break it up. Now, that person should go and join the other people that are taking that walk off the pier. No, they shouldn't. And another person I know complained. No, I don't know the person who complained. Another person I know was trying to do a build and it was emergency. Like, they had part of the house knocked down. They needed someone to seal it up. No, the neighbour... Call the guards, because someone was in there trying to seal up the emergency, whatever you'd call it, sealing up from a repair so that people wouldn't squat in there, basically. And the other night I was craving a pub to open, like a nightclub or something. So I just lashed a bit of Prosecco into my coffee cup and walked off the pier. No, I didn't walk off the pier. I took a short walk off the long pier. No, along the long pier and I came back. Oh, and my friend is dating. she's in her 40s and she's dating, so she rings me to tell me about it. Now, I've never done dating online. Apparently, you have to date 4 or 5 people in order to try and get one. And it's busy. It's busy. Like, you have to share your bits with all these different people in the hope of getting one, because the odds, you know. I just want to vomit into a bucket, because just the thoughts of naked 40, or anyone over 40, naked and flapping their bits around. Like, there's very few people over 40 who should be seen naked in, like, bright lights, you know? And it makes me a bit queasy, do you know? And I know, like, my kids have told me, they're like, "Mom, you're not a bougie mom." There are bougie moms, you know, some of them are younger than you. Some of them have minded themselves better, you know, they might have had their face looked after, or they know how to dress themselves. They're like, "Mom, no, you will never be bougie. Never, never. You're just you, Mom." And I love getting in the sea and sweating and stuff, so it's never going to suit me. And actually, speaking of the sea, I read the other day that they only check the sea near me between June and September for effluent. That's poop. So I could be swimming once or twice a week in people's poop. And to be fair, the other day it looked pretty murky. But back to the bougie moms, that's never going to be me. The bougie moms don't seem to get the kind of, what is it called, the pelvic spread during perimenopause, or the COVID stone. Like, we're eating chips every day now in this house. Chips was a treat. There's now chips put on once or twice a day. Like, we go to the Chippy Chipper, or there's chips, as my daughter's there, she's wondering, "Where's the second round of chips today? What's the story like?" I don't mean Tato's, I mean like full on chippy chippy French fries, you probably call them in your country. We got them from the Chippy Chipper the other day, and down the end of the bag there was accidentally cheese and garlic mayo chips that we didn't order, and they were there. But like, because, you know, there could be a famine tomorrow, or waste not, want not. Yeah, demolished a gigantic tub of cheesy garlic chips as well as the ones we ordered. And I ordered so many. Like, I know the kids can't go through a full bag themselves, so I know I have to finish off, you know, all their stuff. But I just keep doing it. And the baking hasn't ended. I tried to put a stop to it, but no. Yesterday it was crumble, day before lemon drizzle, today was they were flapjacks, but they were so funny looking. My daughter, she didn't know what she was saying, but she said, "You know what, Mum? They don't really look like flapjacks. Let's call them Jack's Flaps." I was like, "Do you know what, love? Call them whatever you like." So I'm going to head out now and ask a few people if they are irritated.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At this point in lockdown in Ireland. If you're in another country, I'm sorry for putting you through our misery. Apparently in America, you're vaccinating the teenagers at this stage, and we are still doing the over 70s. Yeah, over 70s. My friend the other day, she got a test done and it was positive, but it was a false positive because she had no symptoms. So she went back and got it done 2 more times and the other 2 were negative. And I told my friend in America and she was like, "Sorry, you're still testing?" And I said, yeah. "Oh yeah, the testing is out around the block. Like, some days you can't even get in for a test. There's testing centres everywhere." She just couldn't believe, "Why are you still testing so many people? Give those facilities to vaccinate people." And I was like, "Well, we didn't organise the vaccines properly, apparently. So if we keep testing, people might notice." Anyway,
whatever.
Hi there. This week I'm doing a podcast called Irritable Hole. Is there anything in life that's irritating you at the moment?
Yes, the lack of public toilets.
The lack of public toilets when you're out and about?
Yeah, they've closed all the toilets, so you can't actually use them in the shops. No, none of them's open.
So are you a bit like me behind bushes?
Well, I haven't got to that stage yet.
Right, I've been caught behind cars and down laneways and everywhere. So you're just stronger in that department.
Yeah, I go looking for one. Eventually I get somebody who feels sorry and let me in.
Thank you very much. Hi there. This week on my podcast, I'm doing Irritable Hole. And I was wondering, is there anything in life that's really irritating you right now? Could be anything from the weather to the public to...
Suburban women walking four abreast, like at Sex and the City, and forcing me to walk out into traffic.
Right, okay. So they're deep in chats.
Yeah.
Usually coffee in hand.
One of them's a carry. Yeah, so...
Do they have buggies with them?
No, usually just out for exercise.
So
and,
no excuse?
No, coming straight towards me.
They don't even have postnatal depression or something they can...
Well, I mean, if they do, I'm sorry about that, but... Right. Yeah, with a 2 metre limit, it's very hard to avoid them.
And they should go 2 abreast at least to give you a bit of room.
It'd be a start, yeah.
It'd be a start. And then you're risking your life in front of a car.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
It's more dramatic than I thought, but now I feel much better about complaining.
You can be much more irritated than you were. Thank you.
All right, thanks very much.
Cheers. Well, I've just bumped into my friend here in the supermarket. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Joan and I live in Dunleary.
Now, Joan is one of the best gardeners in Ireland, by the way. She's won... okay. She has. She's won Bloom. She's freaking... She's blooming massive. She's unbelievable. But anyway, I'm going to ask her, is there anything at the moment that's irritating you?
Well, I suppose it's irritated me for a while now is the amount of people who wear their masks under their chin at all times, even in the supermarket. I don't know what bit about it goes over your nose that they don't get, but there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, they might as well just wear a neck warmer, because they're obviously just wearing it because they're cold around the neck or something.
Yeah, and on days like today when it's Baltic out, it's great actually for keeping the old snout warm, so I don't know what they're missing out.
Absolutely, I've definitely used it to keep the old snout warm on a cold day on the pier or whatever. Any other problems, irritations? No?
There are. There's loads. Any given day there's bound to be something, but for the most part... Norma, I'm trying to remain positive and try not to judge other people and try not to let things get to me, you know. Yeah. Staying positive is important.
Yeah.
Not, you know, not just fingers in ears going la la la, but
yeah.
You know, if keep the head up or the head down.
The head down, one or the other.
One or the other.
Well, I sat in the car and had a good old cry for myself today. I put on some sad music and had a good old cry and I'm flying again.
Okay, and now later on you can have the good old bop and a glass of wine. And
bop and a glass of wine. Yeah. Well,
do you still use holidays?
Chocolate is my whore, like, that's it. I wish that the Easter Bunny gets nixomatosis or whatever that thing is called, because I can't cope with it at all.
Kill the bastard.
All right, thank you, Joan.
All right, Norma.
Actually, it took me a while to find some people, I'll be honest with you, because nobody wants to talk. They were all very chilled. They all look like they're on Valium. Yeah. But I went down by the freezer section because I knew none of the staff would be down there. It's too cold. And I found a few people down by the freezer section and no one threw me out. So, yeah, and that last lady, oh, she's a dote, Joan Mallon. If you want to follow her, she's on Twitter, Love Gardens Joan. So it's at Love Gardens Joan. She's won Bloom, which is like the Chelsea Flower Festival here. She's been in the prizes so many years and she got gold. I think 2015 she got gold. Yeah, she's a talent. I might get her on. We could do Flowery Hole, something like that. So if you enjoyed the episode, the miserable, irritated episode, tell your friends. If you didn't, shut your hole. And what is it you're supposed to do? Follow, I think. Yeah, follow. Forget about subscribing, apparently. Yeah, I was saying that before. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh my god. I'm so sorry. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.